This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is accepting the Democratic presidential nomination this Thursday night at a moment that marks the climax of his party's unorthodox 2020 National Convention. It also marks the pinnacle of a political career that has spanned almost half a century. The former vice president, who at 77 years old will be the oldest president ever elected, will be feted by family and former rivals as he becomes a Democrat's official standard bearer for the campaign against U.S. President Donald Trump in November. He is expected to focus on uniting the deeply divided nation as Americans grapple with the months-long health crisis, related economic devastation, and a national awakening on racial justice. Republicans kick off their convention next week, where President Trump will officially receive his party's nomination. More than 792,000 people have now died globally from COVID-19. More than 174,000 of those deaths are in the United States. Brazil has the second highest number at more than 112,000. Mexico third at more than 59,000. The number of worldwide infections is approximately 22.6 million, with the U.S., Brazil, and India together making up well over half of that. Authorities in Peru and Morocco have approved phase 3 clinical trials for a potential COVID-19 vaccine developed by China National Biotech Group. Phase 3 trials, which usually involve several thousand participants, allow researchers to gather data on the efficacy of potential vaccines for final regulatory approvals. The experimental vaccine of CNBG, a unit of state-owned pharmaceutical giant, a China National Pharmaceutical Group, has entered a phase 3 trial in the United Arab Emirates.